The Dreaming by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Dusk is some way off, and I stand at the bar waiting to be served. I've been here often on my way home from work. It's half empty on early summer evenings, and the staff are efficient and not averse to passing the time in conversation. I like the cool pale green of its walls, the lack of music, the unmatched tables and chairs. I'm usually alone when I come here, and sometimes I indulge in people-watching. I'm a connoisseur of eccentrics and their friends. They're more common than you might think, especially in obscure little bars like this one. Take the man sitting in the alcove, with the long, slicked-back hair and the brown pinstriped suit. His deeply grooved face is expertly made up, and two young women are hanging on his words, their gaze never leaving him. I'd like to listen in, but if I stand any closer, he'll realize what I'm doing, so I have no idea what is making him so attractive to his companions. Perhaps he's a good talker. For all I know, he has the conversational skills of Oscar Wilde. One thing among many I've learnt recently, which goes against the axioms of the great man.